Hi everyone. So I'm going to be talking today about aging with neuromuscular disease and implications for employment. I'm from the University of Washington. And I have no significant relationships to disclose. This was funded by a grant from the National Institute for Disability Rehabilitation Research. So I'll start with a little bit of background. Individuals with neuromuscular disease across all age groups often face numerous employment challenges. There can be many barriers to working and returning to work if work has stopped for some period of time due to medical issues or whatnot. And these include the fear that working will result in loss of Medicare benefits. So when we look at when we start to look at people who are aging with NMD, we see that there has been research done on employment profiles of people with NMD, and in that sample they found that 40% were currently employed, and their results showed that both physical disability and impairment were not associated with the level of unemployment. This research is an important first step, but it included younger individuals and it had small sample sizes. So what we really wanted to get at was trying to understand the interaction of the aging process with employment problems, and that's what we tried to do here. So employment, as we all know, and it's been talked about a little bit today, it's an important aspect of quality of life in all age groups for all people. Benefits of employment include income, healthcare, participation in the community and community integration, well-being, and self-value. And employment and aging has its own issues. One study on aging with disability and employment found that people with disabilities, including polio, and polio is one of the groups that we looked at, experienced a sharper decline in employment than people without disabilities. And finally, that period of transition from employment to retirement, which was also discussed, is important to everyone. And it's necessary to understand the accommodations that people with disabilities need to really make this transition successful. And finally, secondary conditions such as pain, fatigue, depression, weakness, which can all be symptoms of NMD, may also profoundly affect employment outcomes. So the study aims for the current study is we first wanted to just examine the prevalence of employment in a sample of people aging with NMD. And in this case, we looked at people with post-polio and with muscular dystrophy. And then we wanted to examine the prevalence of secondary conditions that could be impacting employment and return to work or transition to retirement. And finally, we wanted to identify factors associated with unemployment. This is same thing, different language. So I'll talk a little bit about the methods. Our study sample was a community-dwelling sample of individuals with post-polio syndrome or muscular dystrophy. And we took people between the ages of 45 and 65 for the current analyses to really try to get at that age group that's experiencing transition with employment. So our N was 408, and these are people who are involved in an ongoing longitudinal study. And the way that we asked about diagnosis for either of those, it's a self-report diagnosis of a self-report of a doctor's diagnosis. So the data was collected with a mailed survey. It was approved by the University of Washington Institutional Review Board, and we collected information on demographics, employment status, and other job-related questions, pain, which we measured a couple of different ways, as well as fatigue, weakness, and depression, which we measured with the Patient Health Questionnaire 9. So to assess employment, we asked several questions, which included just a general prevalence. Do you currently have paid employment? And we also wanted to know if people would prefer to be working. And the response categories to that were, I'm actively seeking employment, I'm not able to work because of my health, I'm unable to because I would lose benefits, and I prefer not to work. So here's the demographics of the sample. We split it up into PPS and MD and then also looked at the total. The majority is white. Many are married, and there's a high educational attainment in both samples. So for analyses, we did descriptive statistics to estimate the prevalence of employment and the prevalence of secondary conditions. And then we generated logistic regression models to identify associated variables. And in that model, we examined age, education, sex, mobility, diagnosis, depression, weakness, and fatigue and pain. And because we do have these two different diagnostic categories, we also wanted to look at the differences to ensure that they're comparable in terms of employment outcomes. So in those analyses, we found that differences in presence or absence of employment and attainment of college education were non-significant between the post-polio group and the MD group in our sample. And however, mobility was different. So here's the prevalence of employment. As you can see, it's a little bit higher with MD, but again, that difference is not significant. And this prevalence number, it corresponds to other research on disability. A little bit towards the high end, but. So then we looked at secondary conditions. We wanted to get an idea of what people are experiencing currently. So we asked them, we looked at anyone who endorsed one or more on a 0 to 10 scale of current experience of that symptom. So as you can see, we have high levels of people with pain, weakness, and fatigue. And then depression as measured by the PHQ-9, most of the sample did fall into none, mild, or moderate. So with the logistic regression results, we found that age, education, and mobility were the variables that were significantly associated with employment. And they were highly significant, as you can see. Then we also wanted to look a little bit further into those people that were unemployed. So at the 68% of the people who reported non-employment, we found that 4% were actively looking for a job, 44% indicated that they would prefer to work but were unable to because of their health, and 5% would prefer to be working but were unable to because they would lose benefits. So we find that those people that were unemployed, a majority of them would like to work but are unable to for one reason or the other. So some final thoughts on this. First, we found that employment rates in this sample of people with neuromuscular disease are similar to people with disabilities in general. And the key thing here we came up with was that employment status was related to mobility, which is probably a proxy for disease burden. And many who are not employed prefer to work, which is consistent with a lot of other disability research where people report that employment is highly valued. So because this is related to mobility, we felt that early intervention with reasonable accommodations to mitigate the impact of symptoms and mobility on employment are extremely important. And assistance in making strategic plans about employment and transition to retirement is also needed, as well as really helping people with that time of transition to retirement. And finally, we felt because the mobility is an issue here, healthcare providers should always ask about employment issues. Any questions?